Good morning and welcome to another edition of Crunch Time here at BIMCrunch.com, the fun and personal interview that is the perfect way to get to know members of the global BIM crew. Joining me today is someone who is normally used to asking the questions, yet she'll be answering mine today. She is the Vice President of Strategic Development at Bluebeam Software and the host of their DigitalCom video series. It's Sasha Reed. Good morning, Sasha.
Good morning, or I should say to you, good afternoon.
Yes, at the time we're recording this, we are completely in different time zones, but we've managed to make it work, and I'm really excited for this one. So let us talk about Bluebeam and the many, many solutions that the firm offer professionals across the construction industry, and in particular, the building information modeling community. Now, Bluebeam is headquartered in the US, so some listeners in the UK and Europe may be unaware of the brand and what you do. So firstly, Sasha, who are Bluebeam, and can you give a brief outline of the main Bluebeam products that serve those working on BIM projects?
Yes, I will do my best. Bluebeam is a software company, as you said, located in Pasadena, California, in Southern California. And we're kind of located in the hub of technology and science. Caltech is here, as well as JPL. And specifically, we develop solutions to allow architect, engineering, and construction professionals to take their workflows digital and really look at the idea or the dream of paperless workflows and kind of elevate it to a totally new level. And we combine the power of PDF editing, markup, and collaboration technology, along with creation as well, and really push the limits of project communication. Most of our customers are architects or construction professionals who leverage paper or PDF, leverage PDF to migrate away from paper, and really change the way that project teams collaborate, communicate, and really share information on the project. And we do focus that primarily around the PDF file format because it is an open and readily available file format. But the feature set that we've built upon that PDF file format is what makes it really unique and special. And in regards to kind of our fit in our product line, we have a desktop product called Bluebeam Review, and that allows you to create PDFs, mark them up, as well as to add content, create navigable drawing sets, digital drawing sets. And we also have something called Studio, which is within Review. And Studio is our cloud-based collaboration solution. It allows you to take a set of drawings, load them into the cloud, and then invite whomever you want to come in and to mark up, collaborate, do a design review, do a field review, do material tracking, whatever it is that you normally would have done with paper, you can leverage this over in a digital format. And Studio has two sides. One side is Studio Sessions, which is what I was just explaining, live, real-time, or on your own time project collaboration, maintaining that single source of truth. And then the other side of it is Studio Projects, which is unlimited file storage of any file type so that anybody from the office to the field has access to those documents that are pertinent to the job that they're doing.
Fantastic. It's all about collaboration, and you guys definitely go hand in hand with BIM projects and the collaboration and the sharing that those are all about. So I'm very excited about this, and now we're going to do a bit of role play. Imagine that I'm an architect and I'm wondering how Bluebeam will be relevant to me for my BIM project specifically. What advice would you give to someone in that position explaining how Bluebeam software will benefit them?
Great question. I think the primary value for somebody who's an architect is you have rich digital information from, if you're leveraging Revit or another software program of Vectorworks or another program where you've created this very rich model with lots of wonderful data. And the biggest challenge is how do you get that model with that data out into the hands of other individuals who need to make decisions or need to actually build from that information. And so where Review comes in to help is we allow you to take 2D information, so, you know, normal construction project, construction documents that you would output with different views at different scales. And we allow you to output those PDF drawings, or you could even take a snippet, a part, a section, or the entire 3D model and place it into a PDF. And the value is all of that rich information, you can pick and choose which part of that rich information you want to communicate outside of your ecosystem or downstream. And by leveraging the collaboration solution, Studio, once you put that drawing set into the cloud, even if your consultants or your project partners don't own the software, they don't need to own it if you have a seat of it yourself and you invite them to collaborate with you. There's no burden on their part to buy software or a learning curve for that matter, because it simply is PDF, for them to interact with that information, add additional content to your drawings or to your 3D model, and as much information as you're willing to share downstream as is as much information as they can receive. And there's no barriers of the learning curve of complicated software, no barriers as to budget, because they don't have to pay to join you. And because it is in the sense of form of PDF, they really have the opportunity to share it as far and wide as they want.
Fantastic. And I love your passion there. And you're obviously passionate about it, Bluebeam. You've worked with the company since 2007, and you've transitioned to an on-screen role as well. Why do you think it is that you've worked for Bluebeam for so long?
That's another good question. When I started, I came from the contract furniture side of the business. So contract furniture here in the U.S., I worked for a Herman Miller dealer, which was a great place to cut my teeth on the industry. But it's really kind of considered the stepchild of the AEC industry. And so I came from probably the lowest tier of subcontractor or trade partner you could imagine. And that gave me a great view of the reality of working in projects at that far level downstream. And the passion comes from the fact that there was a lot of what I did in my day-to-day work that was manual and redundant. And being somebody who loves technology, naturally, it was frustrating to use solutions like, not to pick on Adobe because they have very powerful software, but when it comes to PDF for this industry, it was painful. So I had visceral firsthand experience with working in the industry with inferior solutions and inferior tools. And when I came on board with Bluebeam in 2007, the CEO was great. He said, take 2 weeks and just play with the software. Just get to know it. And literally, he kept hearing me at my desk going, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Discovering features like document comparison, where you can overlay two different revisions of a drawing and it automatically clouds the differences. That used to be my job. That used to be something that took me hours in a conference room to do with highlighters. And not that there isn't value to doing that manually, because I learned about product, I learned how to read a floor plan, I learned all of those wonderful things. But once you've learned that, to continue doing this manual process is really kind of frustrating. So when I came on board with Bluebeam, that was really what my passion was. How do we relate and reach the market to tell them that this solution exists and that PDF is not a dead file format? It's actually a powerful open file format that you can leverage for all of these workflows. So I started out as an account manager, really kind of just taking care of Bluebeam's large customers, because that was my background within project management. And from there, we built a team. The CEO and I partnered together to create the approach, the customer approach, which we internally kind of refer to as this concierge approach of actively listening to your customers, exceeding their expectations, and being able to develop elegant solutions for the industry and reinventing for the future. And once that team started to grow about 3 years ago, I really noticed that as the company was more successful, we still struggled to reach a branding reach outside of those faithful followers. Mm-hmm. So I talked to the CEO and said, what if we use some of my other patchwork of background, which has experience in public speaking, and we create conversations in the industry that allow our customers to talk about the ways that they're leveraging the software to evolve and to transition and to transform workflows, but keep it a bit broader than just Bluebeam, because Bluebeam is a piece of a larger puzzle. And this is a puzzle piece that once discovered really starts to create a beautiful story of workflow from designer to contractor to trade partner in the field to handover to owner. That just allowed me to morph into multiple things, which is why I think I've been able to stay for so long.
Yeah, and it's fantastic that you're part of that history and you're part of that genesis of really spreading what Bluebeam is all about into different formats and different ways of, you know, working and sharing the message. So you alluded to some highlighters earlier, you threw those away, and you managed to work your way up and find some cameras, which was exciting. Now, I am, of course, talking about DigitalCom, which is the video series that is hosted on YouTube. Now, what is that initiative hoping to achieve?